AGC Plumbing. Alan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Alan. It sounds like you're still working there. It's me, Dina.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to check in.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. No, I'm just gonna call you.
Oh. Oh, okay. I thought, I wonder if he's still working. He might be.
No, I'm home.
Did you need me to, you want me to give you a few minutes? It sounds like you just walked in the door.
No, I didn't just walk in the door, but
okay.
I do have, wait for my office manager to come in the room. Okay. One thing that sticks out immediately was pricing. You said something about, because it was a new business, there was a price reduction of some sort, and the price that reflected on the email was different. Am I correct in that?
Let me see let me just double check the email I sent you. Bear with me here. Of course, my computer, you know, is slow. I think at this time of the day, it's like ready to go home, right?
Yeah, I guess, right?
Right? Yes. So, okay, typically, just so you know, the original rate, if you were, there's even a link to our pricing page, right, towards the bottom of the email. But typically, this package runs $5.99 a month. Now, what I did is I discounted it to a flat rate of $2.99 a month, and then there's just the one-time setup fee of the $99. That's just to cover the programming. Typically, the setup fee is $2.99, but I knocked off $200 for you off the setup fee.
Sure.
So that's all why right. To get started would be the $398, and then every month after is just the $299 a month with no contracts. That price will never change on you. That's why I sent it to you in an email, so this way you always have that as a reference.
Okay. In respect to that no contract.
Contract.
We're still, both of us are bound for 30 days, though, right? I mean, I'd have to do something really bad for you to want to get rid of me and vice versa, correct?
Right. So when I read to you, it's called a voice verification recording, okay? And the reason that I read that, and this is before we even process the payment, okay? The voice verification recording is to protect you, because it's offered to you at a discounted price that we don't typically advertise. What it does is it outlines our service agreement. It goes over the billing date. It also states in there that you can cancel your services at any time, okay? We just ask that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that you're not incurring any charges. That's all we ask. Okay?
Okay.
Now, just so you know the timeline as well, because I think that's really important, Alan, and I believe I mentioned it to you, but I always like to mention it again. This will not happen overnight that you're going to be on Google on the first page tomorrow, right?
Correct.
It is a process.
Correct.
We put in a lot of hours creating these listings, getting you optimized and maintaining it there. So we start working. Now, within 3 to 5 business days, your website will be completed for you to review. Let us know if there's any changes that need to be made, okay? Within 6 to 10 days, you will receive a PIN code that comes from Google. It looks like a postcard. It'll come in the mail. That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, okay? Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those popular directories. Typically, the way it works is the Google ads at the very top, you'll be listed there within 7 to 14 days in the Google ads. Now, with the local map, typically it takes a little longer, and it does state that in our terms and conditions, your business will have the first page placement in the local map section between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you that we like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? I have at times seen it happen sooner. Now, that's why we list you in the Google Ads to supplement that listing, because we know it's important for you to get calls, you know, as quickly as possible. Okay? As these things are being completed, right? We send you notifications when your Google Ads are live. We'll notify you when you're live in the local map. We'll notify you when you're live in the directory. So we keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed. It's just with the local map, most of it is because you're waiting for that PIN code in the mail. Once you get the PIN code and the technician goes over this with you, give us the PIN code right away, because that's what's going to, you know, that's what we need, right, in order for us to optimize that listing there. And then we maintain it on the first page.
And that'll come from Google. Right, that'll come from Google, and you're not privy to that. Right, okay.
Right. We make sure that they send it out, and you and I verify the address that they're going to send it to. Even in your client interview that we'll also set up with you with one of the technicians, and we schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you, okay? In the client interview, they're going to re-verify all the information you and I verified to make sure that the address is accurate, where the PIN code is going to be mailed to, company name is right, the phone number. So they go over that and more in detail. They talk to you about the website, the keywords. I mean, that's where the real magic is going to happen. I like to believe it's with me, Alan, but it's not. I'm just what's called the lead on the account, okay? But the technicians, I'm telling you, they're highly trained and certified. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're really detailed, and they're there to answer any other questions you have. So they'll do the real magic.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, so I would pay $299 a month, correct?
Yes. To get started would be the $398. And then every month after is $299, because the $398, keep in mind, it includes the $99 setup fee.
Right. No. I heard all that. Now,
okay.
The $299 a month is the service fee every month. Now, does that change at any time? Is there subject to increases? Like, if you're in privy to what's going on right now. The world has gone crazy, and we're talking about,
right.
I've gotten like 6 increases on my pipe, 4 increases on water heaters in just a year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me about it. Listen, even the gas is outrageous. I have a Chevy Tahoe. Last night, my husband, we went to go put gas, and I kid you not, it took a whole $100 bill.
Yes, ma'am.
I looked at him and I thought, are you serious? It just took the whole $100. He's like, yep, ate it all up. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
you know what
put,
he means?
I put fuel in my van, and it was $86 for me to put in, and it wasn't empty.
And oh my gosh.
We pay less than you guys do. We're here.
Exactly.
We're at $325, $330.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys are getting close to five, right?
Oh yeah. We're right now, I think last night it was $475.
Wow.
It's crazy. The prices are outrageous. We were at Lowe's last night because my husband wanted to put some more shelving in our closet, and I mean the prices on the plywood and just it's ridiculous. The prices have practically, even the groceries, the produce, the limes.
Yes.
I mean, limes I used to get for like sometimes 6 cents a lime on the little key limes.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. It's 79 cents, or actually no, I'm sorry. It's 99 cents a pound. Onions are almost $1 a pound. And it's like, my goodness, everything's gone up. So the answer to your question, right, with this crazy world that we're living in and how, you know, prices are going up on everything, your price will never change for as long as you're with us, okay? Even if Google raised the prices on us, your price will never change. You can always expect it to be the $299 a month. It'll never be a
Can you say that back to me one more time?
Absolutely. So as long as you are with us on a month-to-month basis, that price is never going to change on you. It's $2.99 a month. You will never pay a penny more. You can always expect it to be just the $2.99. Even if Google raised the prices on us, right? I mean, we're going into a new year, right? We never know. No, I quoted you that $2.99. That is what you're paying.
Okay, that's like music to my ears. I hard can believe that, but okay, all right. I'm writing it down.
Stories
will never change.
I was talking to a gentleman because we have a category in Dallas that we're trying to fill for tree services. And this guy signed up with a company to get him listed on Google. And he said, yeah, they told me $99 to get started. And then you just pay, I think they told him like $140, right? Which is a crazy price because that's only, I told him, I don't know what they were doing for you, but it's way more than that. I mean, and this guy was covering like a good area, like 50 miles around him. In order for him to target that area, you have to have Google Ads. And there's no way at that price point that he's going to have Google Ads. And he was with them for 6 months. And he says, you know, it was like every month. Oh, now you need to pay this much. Now you need to pay this much. Oh, now we need to do this. And before you know it, the guy was already paying $500 a month.
Wow.
So, you know, and I told him, I said, well, ours is a flat rate. It's on a month-to-month basis. I mean, this is what we can offer you. You know what I mean? And he was just like, you know, and he's hesitant because he says, you know, that's what they told me too. But then every month they come up with something else. And I said, well, we send it to you in writing. We do a voice verification. I mean, for that purpose. So, you know, too bad he had a bad experience like that, you know, kind of left a sour taste in his mouth. He's like, forget it.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay. All right. So in essence here also, I said like 40 miles, and before we confirm everything, you'll show me, or Google will show me what my range is exactly, so I can see where.
Yeah. So, and that's something too. So just keep in mind, even when we're setting up the account, you and I, we go over some notes, right? The notes is, like I mentioned, are for the technician, because the technician's going to discuss with you the areas you want to target, the keywords, you know, your services, the website, everything. They're going to go over way more in detail. So, and because we want to ensure that we're targeting the right areas, right? So it's like when you look at where you're currently located, you're in Homosassa, right? Springs.
Correct.
Okay. So imagine this. Let's say you're saying, okay, Nadine, I want to target 40 miles around me. So you put a dot right in your zip code where you're at, right? And you would draw a circle 40 miles around you, and then it's like we throw a blanket over it. So it covers all of that. Okay? And here's the good thing. You could always change it at any time. If you called us and you said, listen, I want to bring it in closer. I want to target only 20 miles. Or, hey, I want to go a little further out. With the Google Ads, you can go as far out as 60 miles.
Okay, that's very good to know. Because I was considering that. I was, you know, wondering, you know, because I do have a couple of clients who are right on the edge of where I go now. And I go to them because they have been loyal people, and they always call me.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes I don't want to go that far, but there's other places that, you know, if a good job comes along, hey, and I get into the area, I might, you know, I might stay there. But yeah, the 40 miles is a good range.
I think that's a good range. I think so too. Right. I mean, I think it's definitely a good range for you, and it's a good start. You know, again, you can always change it at any time, but I think definitely 40 miles for me, I would say is plenty. You know, I think that's going to give you a good amount with the 40 miles.
Without
a good
range. I mean, I've gone a lot further, but on a regular basis, it's just beat you up.
Yeah, it's much. It's much. Yeah, exactly. And with gas prices now, it's like, you know. So I think that's perfect.
Okay. All right. I went a whole year without advertising. It was all word of mouth, and I did pretty okay. Okay.
Right.
What should my expectations realistically be with this?
With this? And that's why I provided you the timeline. Now, with this program, I will tell you, the first month, really a lot of it is the programming, right? But we are working diligently, okay? I can tell you this, that in the first month, okay, you're going to get some calls, okay, in the first month. When you're really going to feel this program, I will say, is in the second month, because keep in mind that with the first month, we're doing a lot of the programming. But that's not to say that you're not going to get any calls. But realistic expectancy, I'm going to say, is in that second month when you're really going to feel it. Okay? And because we're a Google Channel partner, I mean, the way that it's going to benefit you is because we can jumpstart that campaign. That's why we get you in the Google Ads within the 7 to 14 days. Okay? And get you found in the areas that are outside of your local area.
Okay.
And our job is really for you to be successful.
Yeah, of course, and without a doubt. Now, you see businesses, I'm sure you see plumbing businesses also, right? And you see their rates to what they charge also, correct?
On some of them, you know, even like the guy that I got, you know, out here where I'm at, he had like the only thing he was showing was like the jet. What is that? The jet? Oh my gosh, I have it at on the top of my head. What is that? The jet hydro? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right. Sewer jet.
There you go. Yes. Yeah. He had that as like a special. He was running starting at $49. You know. Typically, you know, plumbers don't really put pricing, only because you never know. You never know what that problem's going to be, right? You don't know until when you actually go see it, you know, because I could tell you, oh, my drain is clogged, but it could be a whole lot more going on than just that, right?
Correct.
So typically, like when you put prices down, if you're going to do that, I would say maybe run a promotional deal, right? A lot of people do like veteran discounts, senior discounts, you know, there's just different promotions you can run if you want. When you do prices, I don't see too many plumbers like putting prices. If anything, they would say something like starting at, or they do a video inspection, or, you know what I mean? But like to put an actual price on what it's going to cost, I mean, it's really hard for you to even say that, right? Because you have to go and you really have to check it out and see what the problem is. It could be something minimal and it could be a really big problem. So I don't really, very rare do I see plumbers putting pricing, even with HVAC guys, they don't really put pricing out there because again, you don't know what the problem is. It's like they could tell you, oh, I got this going on. But unless you see it for yourself, you're not going to know. It's like I always reference to like my brother-in-law who has his own mechanic shop. He's like, I have people call me and tell me, well, I got this noise going on. And I got, you know, and he tells them, bring it down here so I can diagnose it. Because I can't tell you over the phone what the problem is unless if I see it myself. I have to diagnose it. I can't do that over the phone.
Right. Well, realize that, you know, like there's some basic stuff that, you know, going on, like replacement stuff. I mean, I know.
Yeah. That's way different.
Right. Normally what I would charge, but I hear that, you know, there's a danger to this when you put down a price and then, you know, should another plumber be aware of that, well then, oh my God, he's charging you that much, you know, and I don't charge that much. And
that's a problem you can run into. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people call me too, and you know, I typically charge, you know, here in Florida where the area I am, I'm right now under $100 for a flat rate fee of an hour work. I don't put a stopwatch on it. You know, I know how much something should cost. A faucet should be a flat rate hour. Replacement of this should be a flat rate this and that. You know, and I've had people call me up, you know, garbage disposal, you know. Again, that's the flat rate, you know. And goes,
right.
Oh, you're charging that much? No, this guy's going to charge me that. Well, you're way too high. You know, and you got to be careful what you put down because, you know, people will take advantage of that, yeah.
Right. That's true. That's also true.
Right, but promos. Now, when it comes to like when you said about promos, now that I would add that to
yeah. If you
want to
run a you would if you want to run like a promotional deal, you would just let the technician know, like, hey, I feel like, you know, let's say, you know, at the beginning of the year, you want to run a promo deal, you know, 10% off, you know, whatever,
right.
Or, you know, senior discounts. And what they'll do is they'll run like a promotional deal for you. So it kind of stands out, right? I mean, if you see some ads, like some of them might say like $20 off or, you know what I mean? People always like some kind of a deal. You could do it for holidays. I mean, we just let you know that that's also an option for you at any time when you want.
Okay,
it's not like you can't run the deal.
Yeah, at any time that can be added. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything. Just let us know when you want to run one, so that way they can go over it with you.
Now, in your experience, does that ever seem desperate?
No, not at all. In fact, like I was telling you, the first company that came out to do a bid, they were quoting her. They said it was going to be a $16,000 job, but with her senior discount is why it dropped down to $14,000, the first bid.
Okay.
That she got. So they gave her like a senior discount.
Okay.
So yeah, no, it doesn't sound desperate. It's kind of you're giving them a break. The veterans love it, you know, seniors love it too. Who doesn't like a discount? Yep. Or even if you're getting $5 or $10 off, you know what I mean? Everybody likes discounts, but I mean, it's not something that you always got to be doing either. It doesn't make it desperate.
Correct.
It's just like kind of, you know, give me that little bit of boost.
Right. Okay. When the economy fell back in 2008, 2009, you know, I sent out, I printed out 10% off to all services, and you know, I got absolutely nothing came back. Absolutely nothing.
Wow. And you would think during the economy, right? But when you think about it too, everybody's holding on to all their dollars, right? All their pennies. No one wants to spend anything. No one wants to call a plumber unless it's like, I have to get a plumber out here. But when it comes, like you and I were talking, when it comes to your plumbing or even your electrical work, I mean, that's the artery of your house. You know what I mean? Like you can't go without electricity. That refrigerator's got to run. You got to have lights, and you can't go without plumbing because you got to have a bathroom. You got to be able to have running water. I mean, just to be able to live. You got to have running water. I mean, to live in a home. You know what I mean? Whether it be an apartment, in a house, or whatever. A plumber you can never go without, ever.
Yeah, I can't. I was never able to work virtually. You know, I had to go out.
Right?
I had to go out.
You're considered an essential worker. You are a necessity. That you cannot go without.
Okay. All right. I think you answered all my questions then.
Okay. So what do you think? Alan, you ready to give it a shot?
I am.
Okay.
Excuse the expression. We're gonna roll the dice.
Okay.
I think it's a little better. I think it's a little better than rolling a dice. I hope. Okay.
Listen, you are in good hands. Like I said, we're here with you every step of the way. We're gonna do all the work. Okay. But of course, the technicians are gonna go over everything with you. Okay. To make sure that, you know, we're servicing you with all the keywords, and they have the database. They have the knowledge. You are in good hands. Okay?
Okay.
So I did send out a second email to you. It's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. It's just going to give you an overview of our reporting system, because do keep in mind, Alan, you're also going to be able to track your success. You can go into that reporting system at any time and see all the keywords that we have you listed for. You can view your listings. You can see the clicks that you receive. You're even going to be able to track the location of the search that was performed. In addition to that, you can also track the calls that you're getting from your customers. Okay? If you want to add keywords, you can do so. If you want to run promotions, as I mentioned, you can do that too. You can change any of your content, always with the assistance of your account management team. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your first name, do you spell it A-L-A-N?
No. A-double-L-A-N.
A-double-L-E-N, correct?
Right. Two L's.
Okay.
Two L's,
okay.
A-N.
Okay. A-double-L-A-N. Got it.
Correct.
I was missing an L. And then what's your last name, Alan? It's just for the account purpose.
Right. That last name is Zarek. Z as in zebra. A-R. E-K.
Okay. Now, the number that you want listed on Google is going to be the 352-422-5269, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And I can add another number or change a number later on if I so choose, right?
Great question. So, with Google, Google allows just one phone number. However, wherever it's applicable, like on any of the directories that we're listing you on your Facebook, on your website, I believe as well, we will add a secondary phone number if you have one, okay, wherever it's applicable. Let's say later on you want to change the primary phone number. Just let us know so we can update it, okay? So that you can change.
Okay.
All right.
The reason why I ask is because I personally take all phone calls, okay, and in my hopes,
right,
things are going to get much busier, and I'm not always going to be able to handle that.
Right. So, yeah, at any time that you need to update the phone number, just let us know. If you have someone who's going to be answering your call, so that way you can focus on the jobs, just let us know, and we'll update the phone number. If you get a secondary phone number that you want to add, just let us know, confirm which is going to be the primary phone number on Google. And then wherever it's applicable, we'll add in the secondary phone number. Okay? Just let us know and we'll update it. That's not a problem.
Okay?
Okay. And then the company name should read as follows. Capital A-J-Z, A as in Apple, J as in John, Z as in Zebra, and then Plumbing LLC. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you want the LLC included, right?
Unfortunately, the state of Florida says I have to.
Okay. Just want to confirm. Now, the address that we're going to have that PIN code sent to, Alan, is that address going to be your home address?
At present, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. I do see an address on Yelp, 6815 South Spartan Avenue.
Correct.
Okay. And that... 34446, right?
Correct.
We're going to hide that address. We don't want it showing on Google. So we're going to hide your address. Okay?
Okay.
Only because it's not like you have a storefront or a showroom that people come to, right? You go to them.
Not at present, no. We're
okay.
We're still crawling. We're starting to stand up a little bit, but we're not running. No.
Not a problem. Only because Google doesn't like the address to show unless if you have a storefront or a showroom. Okay. We don't want
right.
anyone showing up at your house.
Right.
There's no need to. Okay. All right. Now, for the billing, the card that we're going to be using today, Alan, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or does it have both?
It has both on there. Business
it
name first,
both.
Of course.
Okay.
Right.
And is it just Alan? And how do you pronounce your last name? Zarek?
Zarek, correct. Yes.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
Yes, there's a J. Alan J.
Zarek.
Zarek.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And it's the same billing address as the address for the PIN code to be mailed to?
Correct.
Okay. Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
That is a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the All card right. number when you are.
All right. Let me go get it. That's the only thing I don't have in my pocket right now.
No worries.
Okay. Got my card.
Okay.
Ready when you are.
I'm ready.
4355.
Uh huh.
3605.
Mm hmm.
0199.
Okay.
8711.
When does it expire?
04 of 24.
And the CVC code on the back?
630.
Okay, I'm just going to read it back to you for accuracy. 4355-3605-0199-8711, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and that expires April of 24.
Correct.
And the CVC code is 630, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So before I process the payment, as I mentioned to you, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. Now, the reason, as I mentioned, is because we have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. As I'm reading it to you, Ellen, it's going to actually add, it's going to outline the service agreement, and it's also an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing, okay? As I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, do me a favor and stop me so that we can review it and clarify. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll rephrase it for you. The reason is because I want to make sure that before we process your payment that you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AJZ Plumbing, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Alan Zarek, and the owner of the business.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
All right, it will come through Local Splash, though, correct?
Yes. When we call you, what this means is that anytime we want to do an update or we have a concern or something regarding your account, we will notify you three different ways. We have three ways of communication. We will either call you and identify as Local Splash, we'll send you an SMS message, like a text message, or we'll email you, okay? We'll try every way to get in touch with you. What this means is that because once you start having more online presence, there is a possibility you might get some calls from other companies that are not related to us, okay? If anyone calls you and says, like, you might get a call, someone saying, hey, we want to fix your Google listing, it's $50, or, you know, just rest assured that is not us. We will never call you for another penny other than what you're paying on a monthly, okay? Any type of calls that you get like that, if you should, just don't entertain the conversation. Tell them I'm already working with someone. Thank you and hang up. If you get a spam call, let us know and we can block that number. So all we're saying is that there is that possibility you might receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. We're just saying that when we call you, if you'll be responsive. We know sometimes you might be in the middle of a job. You can't answer the call. We're just saying return the call if we reach out to you. It might be something regarding your account we want to update or what have you. Okay? That's all that means.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Now, and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, elaborate that.
I will explain this one. I usually do. So what this means is we're not saying you can't do any other type of online marketing. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call and let us know so that we can make sure that we're not already offering you that service. We don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. Okay.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 6th, 2021, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package and then I'll process the payment. I do want to look at the calendar. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? We're going to block out an hour. And in the client interview, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, just depends on how many details or questions you have, okay? I do want to make it at a time that's convenient for you. Do you like this time of the evening, like around 6 to 7? Would that work for you for tomorrow?
I do. It might possibly be 5, 6... Yeah, I might be cutting to a little close. I could be a little later than 6 because tomorrow is, I'm Roman Catholic. Tomorrow's a holy day of obligation for December 8th. So I might be going to Mass at 5.
Oh, you know, what is it? I'm Catholic too, but I don't recall. I'm not a very good practicing Catholic, that's for sure. I haven't been to Mass in a while, but yeah.
That's all right. Doesn't make you a bad person.
It doesn't. However, I try to read my Bible. My husband and I just purchased one at one of the Catholic shops by us. It's kind of like a study type of Bible, but it comes with a podcast as well. So, you know, my husband, of course, started with John and and the lady's like, that's kind of the hardest book to be reading right now.
Yes, ma'am. The Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary is December 8th.
December 8th. Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, which is not tomorrow, but on Wednesday, which is the Mass is at 8 o'clock. So I don't know if I can make the 8 o'clock. So we might be going the night before, which is at 5.
Oh, okay. So tomorrow, well, let me tell you the times that I have. Tomorrow, I do have a 4 to 5 o'clock available. I mean, we can do it a little earlier if you want. Let me tell you the times I have. I have 10 to 11, 11 to 12, and then I have 4 to 5. 5 to 6, and then 6 to 7 for tomorrow.
The 6, I mean, if I was home like at 6:10, would that be a big deal?
I would just ask them to call you maybe closer to like 6:30. I could ask them. I mean, it's not a big deal. They will call you a few times. They will make sure to call you a couple of times. So I'll just notate in there that if they can call you closer to 6:30, because you might be running a little late. And you don't need to be in front of a computer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 is going to be close. I probably could make it if we go to Mass tomorrow night. But, like, you don't have to wait till 6:30 because I don't know how long this is going to take. But by 6:15, I'll definitely be home.
Oh, okay. So then I'll notate in there that, you know, if you don't answer, to keep trying because you might be a little late, like around 6:15.
Right.
I can notate that in there. That's not a problem. Okay. So let me get that set up for you. Now you're going to receive an email with a calendar invite. Okay. We also send you a notification an hour prior to your appointment, just as a reminder of your upcoming client interview. Okay, so let me get that set up for you. They will call you tomorrow from an 877 number. Okay, so just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And they will call you a couple of times. I'm also going to notate it as well that you'll be coming back from church. So if you don't answer right away, to try again. Okay, you might just be a little late.
Okay? Yes, ma'am.
And they'll call you within that hour. I mean, they're not going to call you right at 6 on the dot, but I always like to notate it anyways. Okay, let me go here. Now, I'm also going to send you two text messages, okay? The first text message that I'm sending you is going to be the number to client support. Remember, anytime you have changes, questions, concerns regarding your account, you will call client support, okay? And then I'm also sending you another text message. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video, okay? It's about 6 minutes long, but when you have time, Alan, please watch the video. It's actually going to walk you through on how you track your success with our program, okay? And it's really, it's nothing too difficult, okay? It's pretty simple, but I just want to make sure that you have that as well. And then
You called me, and what came up was, a local number came up. So I didn't think it was you, but I thought it was a customer. It was,
oh, the local number that you see? Yeah, so we use this program. It's called Voice Over Internet, right?
Okay.
And you can imagine how many calls we make a day. So in order for us to keep the cost down on the phone calls and to still be able to provide our potential clients, you know, great rates, reasonable rates, we use the Voice Over Internet. So depending on where we're calling, you know, the location, it'll pull like a local number from the area that we're calling from. If you were to call this number back, you'll reach our customer service and you can just tell them to transfer you to Nadine. You can even, it's a local number it'll pull, but that's why I provide you the 877 number with my extension.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and then we're just going to go over some notes. So I have you down for plumbing. You do clogged drains, right?
Clogged drains.
Water heater installs and repairs.
Yes, ma'am.
Repiping. What else do you want me to note on here?
Sinks, toilets, faucets, water, garbage disposal.
Sinks, toilets, faucets. Do you do the video inspection?
No. When you say that, you need a camera down the drain, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, I'm looking into that, but that's going to be a big expense for me at present to buy a camera.
It's okay, so I won't notate that yet. Some of the other things that I see, let me see. Do you do gas lines as well, shower and bathtub repairs?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to read these off to you. Bathtub and shower installation, emergency services, faucet repairs, garbage disposal repair, virtual consultation. Do you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Pipe repair, septic tank services, sink installation, toilet installation, water filter services.
Stop at the septic.
Not the septic, right? Okay.
No, that's a specific people do septic here.
Okay, that's what I thought. Sink installation, toilet installation, water filter services, water heater repair, bathtub and shower repair, faucet installation, garbage disposal installation, gas lines, pipe installation,
ma'am.
Leak detection.
Yes.
What about sewer services?
Yes, I have cleaning equipment. I have,
okay.
Machines for that, yes.
Okay, sink and toilet repair, water heater installation. Those are all good, right?
Right.
Perfect. Okay. So let me do that. And then this is going to be just residential, or do you want commercial as well?
I don't want to turn people away. I'm primarily doing residential.
Okay.
I don't know if I really want to put or not put commercial down.
I don't have to specify it. We could just leave it open, but let's say if you want to change it and not have commercial, we can always notate that to just specifically target residential. That is totally.
Yeah, what I don't want to do is I don't want to lose like restaurants, you know, stuff like that, you know,
right.
Where they need, you know.
Right. So here's the good thing is that you can pick and choose. So, you know, it's not like it's costing you for those calls, right?
Right. Correct.
So we could put residential. I mean, I don't want to put light commercial because to me, really what's light commercial, you know?
Right.
So we could just leave it open instead of putting just residential only. Now, this, if we leave it just without notating it, it's going to give you both, right? It's not going to, like, really specifically just target residential, unless if you want us to. That's up to you. If you're kind of still undecided on that, then just you can let the technician know if you want to be specific.
Yeah, leave it open for now.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And then do you have any pictures, you know, of maybe some work that you've done in the past, like before and after photos?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. What about a business logo? Do you have one by chance, or would you like us to make you one? It won't cost you anything.
I was working with a graphic designer, but we haven't really sat down yet. I have a few different ideas of what I want.
Okay.
But I'm open for it, yeah.
Okay. Why don't we make you one? If you like it, great. I mean, you can keep it temporary, and then, you know, when you have the graphic designer that you're working with, when you come up with one, I mean, all we have to do is just switch it. That's it. But it doesn't cost you anything. I mean, might as well, right?
Okay. Would I have
Or you can decide on that during your client interview. It's never a problem. Okay?
Right. On my business card, I have something that is sort of a logo. It's a pipe with a...
Okay. Yeah. Then they'll probably just ask you for, like, the photo, like a copy of the business card, like a photo of it.
Okay.
So I'm going to say has logo on business card. And might need help. I'll just notate it on there like that. And then we've talked about the 40 miles. Now, do you prefer for clients to call you, text you, email, all three? What do you prefer?
Well, the world has gone pretty weird lately. I mean, I've had people call, text, you know, the whole nine yards. So I guess we'll just leave it. All the above.
Okay. And you're licensed and insured? It's not required. I just always ask.
Oh, yes. Licensed, insured, workers' comp, the whole nine yards.
You're like, you got to be. What are your hours of operation? I know you offer emergency services, but what are your typical hours of operation?
Seven to six, I guess.
7 to 6? What days? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday. Don't try to work on God's day, but...
Right. Monday through Saturday, and you said what time again? I'm sorry.
7 to 6, 7 a.m. to 6.
7 to 6. Okay. And what are the forms of payments that you accept, Alan?
Well, cash is always good. But
right?
Yeah. Check and credit cards.
And credit cards?
Yeah, all major credit cards.
Okay.
In fact, they were supposed to call me back today. They did not. I'm not very happy with them.
Oh, boy. And then do you PayPal, anything like that? PayPal, Venmo, Zelle?
I looked into PayPal. They want a lot of money for service.
Yeah. It can be a little much.
Yeah, so I'm staying away from PayPal because and they don't have your money for immediate, upload to your business account. So I don't see a need for that at present. You know, most people write me checks for the most part.
Uh-huh.
And a few people, give me credit cards. But, that's all, I guess, for now.
Okay, not a problem. And at any time when you start taking these other forms of payments, just let us know and we'll update it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we sent a copy of your receipt to both your email as well as your text messages. If you can take a look, it'll say, Dear Alan J. Zarek, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We have sent a copy of your invoice to the email below.
Okay, let me refresh and see what we got here. Initial invoice, okay. Yes, ma'am, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Now, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription term?
Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Yes.
Yeah, click on where it says click here.
Okay.
Okay, and then it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. You see that?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. You're going to scroll all the way down to the bottom. This is everything that we went over in the voice verification, okay? Now, at the bottom where it says Signature, right above that, you're going to see this little box to the left. And right next to that box, it says, I certify. That's you certifying that you are the authorized signer and holder of the card that was provided and that everything is accurate and complete. So you'll click on that little box. And then at the bottom where it says sign, in that box, you're going to type in your name, Alan, exactly as it reads. After the J, you don't need to put a period. And you don't need to put in the date because it's already populated there.
Okay.
When you type in your name.
On my card, it doesn't have my middle initial. It just says Alan Zarek, though. Is that okay?
That's okay. Actually, let me update it. It doesn't have your middle initial, you said, right? Okay,
no.
So give me 1 second. Let me update it first, okay? Because we want to make sure it's exact. Let me remove that. I'm going to update it, and then I'll resend you the receipt. So you can go ahead and get out of that one. We'll redo it.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, no worries. No worries. That's okay. Let me just go back to that. Let me update that, and then I'll resend it to you. So you could go ahead and disregard that one. I'll send you a new one. So that way it has your name correctly on there. Yeah, and then we're almost done. I know it's late in the evening. You probably want to eat dinner.
Right?
Right?
I could be out working too, so you know it's
yeah. No kidding, huh? I know my husband's waiting for the floor guy. Well, my husband's at home. He's waiting for the guy to get there to do the flooring because when they put in the new flange, around the toilet there it was leaking the pipe, and so the wood was rotted. I'm like, nice. What else, huh?
Oh, that's a bad word. Never say that. What else?
Right? Exactly. People. I'm like, okay, God, you got us. I'm not worried about it. It could be worse. We could be homeless.
Yeah. Yeah. That's without a doubt.
My grandma used to have this saying where she'd say, in Spanish, she would say, it's kind of hard to translate it in English without it. It sounds better in Spanish, but she used to say, you know, you make plans and God changes them. I'm like, that's for sure. That is true.
Or if you want to hear God laugh, just tell him your plans.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, you should be receiving that one shortly. I sent it to your text messages, but let me email it to you as well. You had a question
for you. I'm currently studying for my builder's license. I'm going to upgrade my plumber to actually to get a builder's license also, separate.
Wow.
If I do that. Yeah, because when I do work in someone's house and we get involved in their bathroom, legally, code-wise, I'm not really supposed to be taking apart their bathroom.
Right.
So if I get a building license, then I can do anything I want in the house other than electric.
Let us know. We'll update the services.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that way I can fully do a bathroom, then I can tear walls off everything. I can do everything.
Yeah, just let us know, and we'll update your services. We'll add that in.
Okay.
And it won't cost you anything. It's not additional. So that's what I'm saying. You could always change your services at any time. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. You can refresh it, and you should be able to have the new one that shows Ellen without the J.
Okay. There we are. Just popped in 7-Eleven.
And then it's on the, you'll click on the little box next to the I certify, and then you'll type in your name. And then when you do that,